Because of the current COVID surge, airlines have cut their flight schedules this fall. Airlines are dealing with more cancellations and still struggling with staffing shortages. So what can we expect for holiday travel?
Joining us live with some answers, CBS travel expert Peter Greenberg. Hey, Peter, good morning.
And good morning to you guys.
So before we begin, let's talk about United. What happened with them this morning?
Well, you know what? When you have a system failure in the computer and you have a ground stop because you can't get information to your pilots on your dispatch in terms of weight and balance and fuel, then you're not safe to operate. And then once you take a plane out of service on the ground, it takes a fraction of that times nine to get it back in because you have flight crews out of cycle, you have planes out of sequence. So they'll probably get back by the end of today, early tomorrow, to a regular schedule. But once you do a ground stop, that really messes your schedule.
So let's talk about holiday travel. People are starting to make plans. Should they start booking flights now, or do you think the airlines will add more flights?
Well, it's not even a question of adding more flights. Let's just talk about where the airfares are going. You have a perfect storm now between COVID-19 concerns about the Delta variant, kids back in school, business travel not returning, and the third and fourth quarter being historically slower periods, and you've got a buyer's market of almost unprecedented proportions. I'll give you an example. Earlier this week, I flew from Dallas to LaGuardia on American Airlines. You want to guess what my fare was? Take a guess. One way.
One way to LaGuardia from DFW?
$100.
I would say $250.
All right, $48.20.
Wow.
Wait, it's going to get better. Next week, I'm flying from New York to Los Angeles on Delta. The airfare one way is $68. The cab ride from Manhattan to JFK is $72.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's out of whack because when you don't have demand, you have cancellations and not a lot of booking, the traditional playbook comes out and they discount. But the fares are racing to the bottom. Miami to Chicago, $31. But here's the interesting thing about planning ahead, because people want to think about that. For the third and fourth quarter, with the exception possibly of Thanksgiving, it's going to stay that way, which means you can book it now. Because, look, airfares are inevitably going to go up. But right now, you're never going to get lower than $31 between Miami and Chicago. Now, the best part, international. There's very little international business traffic. And right now, there are 90 cities around the world from U.S. cities where the actual round-trip fare from a U.S. city, including Dallas, is less than $340.
Wow. I have to ask you, I mean, given all the uncertainty that we're seeing now and expecting in the months to come, do you recommend when you buy a ticket getting the travel insurance?
I don't, because travel insurance turned out to be worthless during the pandemic. Very few of those policies, if any, covered for pandemic. You didn't know that when you bought it, because most of your listeners do it online, and when you do it online, you can't even complete the ticket transaction unless you opt in or opt out of the insurance, and you don't even know what you're covered for. Even worse, you don't know what you're not covered for. So the best thing to do right now is don't worry about the insurance. Book it on a U.S. airline. Why? Because they've gotten rid of those draconian ticket change fees. So if you have to cancel, you're not going to lose any money.
There you go. All right, Peter, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, as always. Great advice. CBS travel expert Peter Greenberg with us on KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.